Well, hello, friends, and I'm so glad you joined me today for the Kathleen Maxwell R&B podcast, the gathering bringing God into everyday life. And I just want to say how much I appreciate each and every one of you that are listeners that share the podcast. By the way, if you like a podcast or you know a friend's going through something difficult and you've heard one of the podcasts, please feel free to send any of the podcast. It's pretty easy. Just click the three dots that are all together and it should drop down and say more episodes, and you can find the one that you want to send to somebody. So today's podcast is titled, There's Power and Hope in Your Transition. And you know, I was thinking about all the changes that are going on right now in the world. I was thinking about how change is a big word right now in our society because things are always changing. And I think as people, we like things routine, we like things in order, we like things predictable. And they're just not right now. There is so much, it seems like, that is up in the air. And especially with the pandemic, laws are being changed, rules are being changed, advice is being changed, all sorts of things. Rules at work are being changed. Work itself is being changed. And years ago, I hated the word change. In fact, I really did. I did not like it when something changed in my world. In fact, I called it the C word. It was almost like it was a cuss word. And among my close friends, I would say, well, you know, the C word. And I wouldn't even use it. But now I will say, after just going through multiple transitions in my life in the last 12 years, I have become a lot more comfortable with it. And I've seen the value in change. And I've seen the value in transition. Oftentimes, you know, the mention of the word transition is anything but settling. Times of transition are the in-between times. And transition is defined as the process of changing from one state or place to another. And what it requires is leaving what is comfortable and familiar to us in order to move forward and into our future. The good news about transition is that it is evidence that something is happening. None of us like to be stranded in a line or stranded and not moving at all. Oh my goodness, it's like horrible, you know, when you're at the grocery store and the person checking out in front of you makes a mistake or forgets something and the checker can't move forward and you can't move forward and there you are, you're just stuck. So the good part about transition is it is evidence that there is life and that it is changing. And this can be encouraging, especially when things are difficult. Especially when things are difficult, we want them to change. You know, who wants to stay in a hard place for very long? But it's during those times of difficulty that we can take comfort in transition. We have the hope that things will get better. And transition means progress is happening. You know, and there's several people in the Bible, as I was thinking about it, that encountered transition in their lives. David was one of them. Scripture tells us that he was a young boy, he was tending sheep. And in those days, it might look with the natural eye like the time was wasted. David was simply being faithful to what he was asked to do, and he was loving God in the process. And so here's this young boy, and he just sits on the side of a hill and watches sheep. And, you know, it says in the Bible that he played and he sang and he worshiped the Lord, I'm sure, to entertain himself. My goodness, there wasn't Pandora or Facebook or any of those things back then. In the natural, it might look like that was wasted time, but David, a lot was being deposited in his life. And in that time period, what I saw is what was happening in his heart is he was being shaped into who he was called to be. And so how on earth can we call that wasted time? And I love David's transparency and honesty. He wasn't afraid to share his heart and his struggles. and what was really going on. And, you know, as the story goes on, all of those days that he was out being a shepherd boy, you know, he learned to kill a bear, and he learned to kill a lion that threatened his flock. And those battles prepared him for when he would face Goliath. And they developed character in him. But more than anything, he got to see who God wanted to be for him in those times. And so, you know, between tending sheep and between when David got to be a king, there was a lot of transition time. And I think this was the time that others did not particularly see David's destiny. They only saw him with the natural eyes and just thought, oh, he's just a shepherd boy. Saul, King Saul, was actually threatened by the call on David's life, and he was jealous of him. And in that transition time in David's life, he hid in caves because his life was threatened, and he hung out with a group of guys that I would say, let's just say, are not what we would call palace people. 1 Samuel 22:2 describes these guys. It says, "And everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented gathered themselves to David." How would you like that to be the group of people that were on your side? But what David saw in these men is he saw their potential. And he saw them as God saw them. And he believed in them, and he believed in their value. And he helped them become mighty men. And God often takes just ordinary people like you and like me who will just walk with him to do the seemingly impossible. And sometimes he allows us to rub shoulders with people like David's men to develop our character. You know, this transition in his life of leading a simple life, just tending to sheep, to having your life threatened, I'm sure was quite a switch for David. But David did something I thought that was real important. He inquired of the Lord. In 1 Samuel 23:2 and verse 4, it says, "And David inquired of the Lord." David talked to God about how to manage his transition, I think. He looked to God to give him strategy and to get him through and to give him hope. And in my own personal times of transition, it's been tough. I haven't lived in a cave, but I've encountered some dark days. And during those dark days, I wondered if I would live through them, as I'm sure David did too. In these times of transition, what I have found, these times of transition can make you feel inadequate because you're just not comfortable with the in-between time. Things are different, they're challenging, they're changing, and they can make you feel vulnerable. However, it's in these times I find God is transforming us and to where our hearts need to be for what's ahead in our future. And I look back just on some of the dark days that I went through as being just a caregiver and life being so uncertain and being thrown into a world of cancer with my late husband, to being widowed and trying to figure out how on earth to live as a single person, a widow, in today's society, and how to provide for my family and handle all sorts of tasks. There was just a huge transition in my life. But I can tell you now, and I'm 11 years down the road since that time, that there was a lot that was happening in my heart. And when we partner with God in the difficulty and in the adversity of life, that's when we get to know his heart in a whole new way. And we gain confidence, just like David did. When he gained confidence when he slayed the bear and he slayed the lion. And that gave him confidence to stand before Goliath and say, you know, don't come at me because I come at you in the name of the Lord. He'd seen God's faithfulness. You know, another example of transition in the Bible, someone else, was Esther. And I love the story of Esther. She was an orphan and a common girl, and she was taken from her people, from her foster father, and put into a whole different culture. And things were uncertain for this young girl because she was Jewish, and She was taken to the king's palace, and in her time of transition, she did something very smart. She rested. And I found that when I'm in intense times of transition, I need more rest, and it helps me navigate better. I've learned that the extra rest and whatever is an emotional deposit for me is real important during that time. Emotional deposits, spiritual deposits are what we need, because in times of transition, we can feel just shaken. And one of the things I love to do each day is just say, God, I'm here and I open my heart to you. In my quiet time, as I'm driving, today I was out riding, and I just kind of took a breather and I just turned my heart to the Lord and said, I love you, Lord, and I opened my heart to you. Just come and fill me up. And it was just like I could feel the presence of the Lord just settle over me as I was trying to figure out what to do next. The more I receive His love, the more secure I feel. And it's the best thing I have found to combat uncertainty and fear, or when I can't just figure something out. It's, you know, resting in His presence is important. And Esther did that. Esther did that. And then as the story goes, you know, she had the opportunity to speak into the king's life and save her people. Transitions can be a time of big growth, and they can also be painful. I guess that's why sometimes they call them growing pains. I remember as a little girl, my mom, you know, my legs would cramp, my legs would hurt. My mom would say, oh, you're just having growing pains. And I never quite understood that, but because I couldn't like see myself growing. Don't resist the pain of your transition. Step into it and embrace it. If you see someone you know that's going through a huge transition, encourage them, cheer them on. You know, the true compassion is going to help them. And it's okay that we miss the old as we're moving into something new. But I also feel like I want to always be somebody that's moving forward with God, moving forward with whatever is on His heart, moving forward in the call on my life. And there are a lot of things that are I may not necessarily care for. I don't like technology. So the fact that I'm even doing a podcast is, I think, pretty much a miracle, because I wouldn't consider myself a real tech-savvy person. But I've embraced it in the transition from, you know, when I first started speaking, we recorded CDs and sold them. I've transitioned from that to where society is now, because I always want to be on the forefront of what God is doing, and I always want to be growing. And so I want to ask you, what kind of transition are you going through? You know, maybe you've recently been divorced, or you're in the middle of a divorce, or your child, this is their senior year, and you're coming to the end of your mothering and fathering in the sense that you've known it. Maybe you've got a child getting married, and or maybe you've just gotten married and you're adjusting to married life. That's a transition. I know when I remarried 8 years ago, almost 8 years ago, it was a huge transition, because I had kind of gotten used to, in the 3 years I was widowed, just my single life and doing what I want when I want, didn't have to tell anybody or, you know, discuss it with anybody. I just did those things. And when I remarried, it was another transition, just learning a new man and learning who he was and how he liked things and how to be his wife. And so there's all sorts of transitions in our lives. New jobs. For some of you, your jobs have ended and you're going to another job. So you're in a big transition of trying to figure things out. But it's in these times that we can grow so much, and that God is right in the middle of our transitions. And so look at your situation and look at your transition with eyes that look at possibilities. I've asked God to change my view on transition in all the different ones that I've encountered in the recent years. And in His goodness, I feel like He's allowing me to see things from His perspective. And there's hope in power in your transition. Psalms 118, 1 through 4 tells us that God's love endures forever. And verse 5 says, I called upon the Lord in my distress, and the Lord answered me, and he set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. Folks, that's a powerful promise that I have hung on to, and it's here for you too. And so I just want to ask you, will you join me in finding hope in the possibilities that are in your transition? And let's make the most of our transitions in life. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the listeners and each one that is hearing this podcast. And wherever they find themselves, whatever transition, Lord, or holding pattern or waiting pattern they find themselves in, I pray they would find peace and rest for their souls. I pray that they would grow exponentially.